This is On Point. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Today on our main show, we talked with Richard Toefel. He's founding general manager and former president of ProPublica. Right now, he's also a distinguished visiting fellow at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. And he recently published an article in The Atlantic headlined, "How is America Still This Bad at Talking About the Pandemic?" It was a fascinating conversation that we had again on our main show, but the question that Dick Toefel is asking is a really important one, and we wanted to reach out to some other experts to see how they would answer it. One of those experts is Dr. Celine Gounder. She's senior fellow and editor-at-large for public health at Kaiser Health News. She served on the Biden-Harris Transition COVID-19 Advisory Board. And when we talked to her, she said one of the reasons why we're this bad at talking about the pandemic is that political division in this country coincided with the pandemic. And that put us in a precarious position to respond to COVID.
I think what had the most detrimental impact was the fact that COVID hit during a year of a presidential election. And we saw something similar play out during the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. Ebola hit in the middle of presidential elections in some of the West African countries. In West Africa, you had politicization of things like hand washing and spraying chlorine to disinfect the homes of people where Ebola patients had died.
Dr. Gounder says that in West Africa, public health messaging and campaign messaging were often very tightly linked with one another.
In Guinea, where I was working, you had members of the president's party or supporters of the president going door to door to people's homes saying they were there to do Ebola-related education. And they would go wearing these yellow t-shirts with the face of the president on their chests. Now imagine if, you know, somebody with a Biden-Harris t-shirt or a Trump MAGA red hat came to your door and said they were there to do health education about COVID. That was not well received. And I think, unfortunately, some of the health education about COVID was seen as if it were coming from a certain party. And I think that created issues as well.
Okay, so the politicization of COVID left a lot of people frustrated, regardless of what their own politics were. Some people felt COVID was being overblown. Others were frustrated by their fellow Americans not following the science. So Dr. Celine Gounder says that to address these beliefs, healthcare providers really need to approach conversations with patients with understanding and empathy. She recalled a conversation with one patient who was skeptical about COVID vaccines.
Much of my conversation with her was just about what was it like being an older Black woman living in Baltimore during the pandemic. As somebody who myself has lived in Baltimore, I have witnessed firsthand some of the issues with race and racism in the city. And so asked her, you know, what had been her experience with the healthcare system in Baltimore? What had been her experience on the job? You know, what was her employer doing in terms of keeping employees safe during the pandemic? You know, what did her work look like? How did it change? Towards the end of a 45-minute conversation, she started to ask me, you know, she asked me, oh, did you get the vaccine? What was that like? How did you decide to get it? And then she thanked me for my time. And then one of her family members, I was connected to her by a family member of hers who's a friend of mine, texted me within the hour and said, what did you do? And I said, I don't know. What did I do? And he said, she's decided to get vaccinated. You know, I think that's an example of just showing that kind of curiosity, that desire to understand. People want to feel understood. I think that was the effective tool, not a coercive approach to trying to convince somebody.
That's Dr. Celine Gounder. She's senior fellow and editor-at-large for public health at Kaiser Health News. And remember, we reached out to her to hear her answer about why are we still so bad at talking about the pandemic. And that question was triggered by an article in The Atlantic from Dick Toefel. And Dick Toefel joined us on our main show, which you can find in your podcast feed. It's definitely a conversation worth listening to. So go ahead and tap on that one if you haven't already. And do subscribe to the On Point podcast, or at least put it on your to-do list for today. Thanks a lot. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.